The Buck Sexton Show.
Okay, so we're T-minus 2 days away from net neutrality becoming a reality. And I did not intend for that to rhyme, but there was no escape. This is going to be, as I'm seeing it now called, the transfer from the internet to ObamaNet. Excellent piece, by the way, in the Wall Street Journal by Gordon Krovitz on this very issue, getting into what's really happened here. There are so many similarities between what happened with Obamacare in a lot of ways and what happened with this in terms of how it was sold to the public and then rushed through. Just like Obamacare, net neutrality, which is what the president was always talking about. And by the way, the president has been way too involved in this. FCC regulatory issues are supposed to be separate and distinct and apart from the White House. President Obama has been very involved in much of this. But just like Obamacare, he said that this would be, if you like your plan, you could keep it. For example, if you like the internet now, it's not going to change. That is a lie. That this will be, just like with Obamacare, this will be cheaper. It'll be cheaper care, better care for more people. That is also a lie for Obamacare. It's a lie for the internet as well. You see, Obama sold people on the concept of net neutrality and then called something net neutrality that was actually a massive government regulatory takeover of the internet. It's sort of like saying, let's deal with pre-existing conditions. Okay, let's deal with pre-existing conditions. Okay, we all agree on pre-existing conditions, right? That people shouldn't be priced out of the healthcare market and just suffer and be bankrupt because they were bored with some kind of a disease. We all agree on that? Okay, great. Let's pass a multi-thousand page bill that doesn't even definitively answer many of the questions it pretends to and leaves a lot of discretion for bureaucrats and is unconstitutional in its scope. But wait, but we all agreed on pre-existing conditions, right? Same principle here with net neutrality. Net neutrality, right? We all want the net to be neutral, right? Everyone's agreed. Okay, let's pass a 300-plus page regulatory decision without anyone knowing what's going into it that treats the internet like a telephone monopoly based on the 1934 Communications Act. Let's do that. Wait, you don't like that? Net neutrality, bro. Net neutrality. Wait, but no. You don't just get from one to the other. That's what they've done here. It's really a bait and switch. And that's why even when I brought this up initially, I got to say, I was on the earlier end of this issue with you here in the Freedom Hut. Much of conservative media has been talking about it since. And I said, look, this is not good. This is a big problem. The moment that government is increasing its regulatory authority such that it's able to make these decisions without any oversight whatsoever and can, under the framework that it's given itself, regulate whatever, regulate prices, regulate fairness, all this stuff. Regulate what practices and charges are, quote, just and reasonable. That's price controls. That's speed regulation for the internet. That's what they're giving themselves the right to do here. Oh, no, but what, you just want the big internet providers to be able to throttle some people and others? No, but you can deal with that problem without dealing with all the rest of this. You can manage this one issue without giving authority to manage every issue. Just like with Obamacare. Okay, we'll keep kids on their plans till they're 26. We'll deal with pre-existing conditions. Let's do that. That seems, well, the 26-year-old thing is not so much. But pre-existing conditions, let's deal with that. Oh, but let's pass all this other stuff, too. Let's pass a medical device tax. And just there's so much in Obamacare that no one even knows about yet. And then we'll keep changing the goalposts and making sure that no one really knows when or how this thing is going to be implemented. Understand that big government and big business are very, very good friends. They like each other a lot. And particularly this administration, despite all the sort of Marxist twang discussions about inequality and wealth redistribution, this president and this administration love big, powerful business. As long as that big, powerful business is squarely on the side of an enlarged bureaucracy and government with more and more power, gives them the money they need to win the elections to get that power. See, it's just at the federal level, at the national level, what we see at the state and local level with public sector unions, except in this case, it's not unions, it's big business. Big businesses that are going to be operating de facto monopolies with the consent of the federal government. This is not good, my friends. This is going to change the internet, and it could be unalterable.
The Buck Sexton Show on the Blaze Radio Network.